This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, good morning, America. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, or Gun Owners News Hour. I can't decide whether there should be a V or not in front of them. Anyway, good morning. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Today, I decided to bring you something different. Since the advent of the 21st century, there has been a new thing on the horizon in the world of media, and that's gun-oriented media, which, of course, you're listening to here, but there's more than just me. So, joining me for the first time from Brass Tacks, and I mean, this is going to be more than just Brass Tacks, but we're joined for the first time ever by Sean Utley and Scott Lambin. Good evening, or good morning, fellas, I'm sorry.
How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
So, tell me about Brass Tacks.
Oh, wow. I'm going to try to paraphrase as much as we can, but the Brass Tacks is, you know, and as simple and simplistic terms as we can put it is we are a gun media company that is 100% driven by perspective. You know, we started back in 2016 and, you know, it started as a blog and, you know, or a place for us, Sean and myself, and, you know, anybody else that, you know, could formulate a proper sentence or not, part gun-related content, without, the what some would consider heavy burden of edit, and ads.
So with the need, now, was there a need for gun media? I mean, I know the answer to that, but I mean, there's so many different segments of people that exist in the quote unquote gun culture. There's the tactical mindset. There's the recreational, the hunter, the competitor. When you were looking at this, did you just see a void out there that you guys chose to fill?
Sean and I, and Sean is very well known in the print side of the media. I mean, you know, it hates when I say this, but you know, pick up a gun magazine, and you know, you'd be hard pressed not to find some of his work either on it or within it somewhere. So, and that's how we met. We were paired up. We had a mutual editor in the print side, and she called me one day and she said, "Hey, I have this guy, a really cool guy I want you to meet and I want you to work with." And, you know, she kind of said the same thing to Sean and, said, "Together the content you guys can create is going to be nothing short of awesome." So, a couple weeks went by and, you know, I hopped in my truck and, you know, drove east and, you know, hooked up with Sean and, we first and foremost established a very, very healthy working relationship. And then from there, you know, friendship started and, we continued to work, but to answer your question, yes, we saw a hole, we saw a void that, from our perspective really wasn't being filled, within the media. A lot of times we see, we read, we view, we listen to noise. And that's something that I think we do exceptionally well is again, create that content that is this perspective driven versus what somebody wants to see, read, or hear. So
there's and expand on that. There's a lot of ways that you can present the media. Print has been a staple. You know, I'm an older guy, Bill. I don't know what your age is. I'm an older guy. So print was where it was at. And that's what I looked to before I got into this. I would go and I would look at a magazine and look on the cover and hope that the gun that I was buying or I was interested in was on the cover or somewhere inside. And I would go to that and hopefully they would say something good and that would justify and verify what I was about to purchase. Now, with that said, you know, the internet comes along and things change significantly. So we've got people going in all these different directions trying to find the information that they need to buy whatever it is that they're interested in. And what we want to do is be a space that combines elements of print, digital, video, and whatever other aspects into one place.
I'm 57, Sean.
You might have me by a little bit.
I thought so, kid. You sounded like a kid to me. Anyway. And that's the thing, though, today in the 21st century. I mean, with, you know, I do the radio show, but I'm also trying to have a video presence. I'll be at SHOT Show doing the video presence because I won't be doing the radio presence. But nowadays, media has to mean more than just one delivery system, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's how do you make all of them work in the same direction, right? Where it's not segmented. But every tune and people can go and get all of those things together, be fulfilled in whatever information or entertainment, whatever it is they're trying to get from it, and then go out and do what they need to do. And we're trying to, and the goal is to make that more streamlined.
So with that, where is there going to be like a direction you guys concentrate more on? Is it all going to be pretty evenly divided up as you deliver it? Because I know with all the things that you're going to be bringing to the forefront, that there's going to be different levels of need to concentrate on them.
Well, yes and no. So, you know, obviously our base is, you know, is creating content that, you know, that again, that we create value with value, right?
Right.
So, but to answer your question, you know, we're not pigeonholing ourselves into just long form or just video or just, you know, a podcast or, you know, or even, you know, from like Sean just mentioned, you know, bringing print quality to digital spaces. That is what we have really tried to focus on, since 2016 is yes, thebrasstacks.com is a blog formatted website. But if you would, you know, if you go there and you pick, you know, 90% of the articles and content that are on there, they're written, from a print standpoint, absent of the, you know, eyes, the me's, you have to listen to us because of X, Y, or Z, right? You know, it's, you know, there's a space for that. But just in order to create that value for not only our industry and those who, you know, inject all the money into the industry, such as the manufacturers, but also the readers and listeners and viewers.
Right.
So we want to try to broaden all those horizons to be relevant with, you know, across each segments of what that media looks like.
We're coming up on the first break, and we're talking about brass tacks right now, but I want you guys to think about this question as we go into the break. Now, prior to the digital media, expanded media, multimedia outlook, when you're talking about buying a gun, for example, like Sean was, for the longest time, anybody ever thought that was, you know, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Colt, that's all they thought was out there. For AR-15s, it was Colt. For revolvers, it was Smith, sometimes Colt.
Right.
And it seems like since the digital media segment came up that all of the old school guys that used to be very well cared for in the print media have sort of fallen by the wayside. And now there is a plethora of players and manufacturers out there. I want you guys to think about, and you can answer this in the next segment, is that because digital media looked to be different and go out there and find things that nobody was talking about at the time. Real quick, this is Brass Tacks, Scott Lampin, Sean Utley. We're talking about gun media today. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm talking to the creative minds behind something called Brass Tacks. This is Scott Lampin, Sean Utley. I asked them a question as to whether the expansion of media in the 21st century with online and video and podcasts and blogs and all. Do you guys think this opened the marketplace up as far as for the manufacturers?
Scott, go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead, Sean.
No, go ahead.
And I do, and here's why. You know, you you know, you'd mentioned before, you know, with the, you know, AR-15s and revolvers with Colt and Smith and some of these, you know, some of the older manufacturers. I think it opened up the market space to a more receptive generation to digital media. And I think that allowed for the age of plastic guns to explode. That allowed the age of the creative machining behind numerous manufacturers. It offered them the ability to be able to kind of put what they were thinking, into their CNCs, into their lathes, or however they were creating that product. And also the things, speaking in terms of plastic, for example, the age of Magpul, that the high quality polymer, quote unquote furniture, that started with stocks and now they're making polymer magazines. I think the traditional, and using air quotes there, the traditional firearms market would have been a little more reluctant to jump headfirst into that. To whereas the newer generation of legal firearm, buying age, they're like, oh wow, we're plugged in, we're in tune with the digital age. Let me give this plastic piece of equipment or this plastic gun a try. And then from there, it just, I think it, and I hate to use the term snowball. I think it's snowballed from there. I do think the digital media has enabled our industry to expand into places to where, the older generation guys or shooters, not guys, but gals alike, I don't think they anticipated it going.
Well, it's given more eyeballs too. The smaller companies are struggling for ways to be seen. And, with the advent of other forms of media, it gave them that opportunity to be seen by more eyes. From a financial standpoint, it allowed them to play in more spaces as well. When you look at, let's look at print and let's look at some of the television shows that have been around for a while. It's not that you can't be a part of that, but there is a list, right? There's a time, because when you look at the big companies, they're usually releasing products over a specific period of time. It's a big company. They've got a timeline on how things are going to work and what they're going to look like. Well, they actually get to tie up a lot of space and room where smaller guys can't get into. So now that things change and, you've got guys on YouTube, we got people doing blogs, those smaller companies can go to those guys that have decent followings and say, hey, can you take a look at our product? And then we all get to see it and we get to be more educated because of it. And I think it's a great thing. There are some great, great products coming from smaller companies. And I dare say a lot of the times the smaller companies are doing some of the more innovative things because they can move a little bit quicker without the red tape. So
sure. That was going to be my next question. Cause like with guns, right, there's only so many different ways you can apply the form factor, except we have seen new form factors come out, for the AR-15, just on the stock. What is it? Battle Arms. It makes that stock that slides in and out all the way. It can go all the way to the back and all the way back. And they had to innovate a buffer tube to work with that. And they also had to innovate the whole system. So, do you think now, and I'll point out, something that I don't know if you young fellas know this. So in the era of the assault weapon ban, when that happened,
right,
most of the civilian, manufacturers just quit innovating. Because from 2000 and up to 2004, the United States Army was still fielding the M16A2, which was the gun I used in the 80s. That was the weapon I used in the 80s. And there were no quad rails. There were no optics being employed. There were no, it wasn't the set of Legos that it is today. And there were people, one of the reasons they let it sunset, the assault weapons ban, was because they began to think that this was having an effect on our strategic readiness because our manned portable weapon systems just were not evolving because there was no civilian market. And now, I dare say the civilian variants look a lot more advanced to me than the ones that they actually field in the military.
Well, Bill, having you know, been in the Marines and you know, spent my entire adult life in government service and instilling that same, you know, that, you know, the M4 M16 variants. You're absolutely right in saying that, and I hate to echo that just for the simple narrative that, you know, that people that don't think we should have those weapons or those types of weapons in the civilian populace. I hate to even play into it, but you're absolutely right. Between the three of us, we can come up with 15 examples of you know, these, you know, same platform, same direct impingement or piston driven platform, but it has different looking, we like to call it furniture.
Right.
That it is aesthetically pleasing, but, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, though, is, you know, we'll use triggers for an example. You know, a good aftermarket trigger, and I'm gonna plug Timney here, like, you know, that for me, and I have an 11-year-old that shoots quite frequently, and Sean can attest to the fact he can shoot well, and he's been doing so since he was about 8 or 9. Putting a smooth trigger in an AR-15 doesn't necessarily make it more lethal. It makes it more pleasurable, and it increases the shooter's experience.
Sure.
And that, you know, comes, like you just said, with the day of innovation, when the assault weapons ban of 94 was lifted, like, it opened the floodgates for people to just, you know, elicit their creative minds in manufacturing and design and everything that goes along with it.
Right. We're coming up on the next
break.
So, real quick, because I know we're going to segue into some other stuff, because Brass Tacks is nothing if not multimedia. So, how do they find Brass Tacks?
Just go to www.thebrasstacks.com and take note that tax is spelled T-A-C-S.
T-A-C-S. And, Sean, I know you were about to do a follow-up on that, and we will get to that when we get back. Let you have that say, please, sir. If you will, we'll be right back. I'm talking to Scott Lampen and Sean Utley from brasstacks.com. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump will make a major announcement Saturday afternoon concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. That according to a tweet from the president late Friday afternoon. The president saying he'll make his announcement at 3 p.m. at the White House. That as the shutdown continues into its fifth week. Just a couple of hours before his tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it's clear what President Trump wants.
The president's laid out what he wants. We sent a detailed letter from the Office of Management and Budget to Congress, and we've had a number of discussions discussing what we're looking for. We haven't backed down from that. We haven't changed our position on it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the White House of leaking information about her planned trip to Afghanistan by canceling a military plane and suggesting she take a commercial plane instead. The White House denies leaking Pelosi's backup plan to fly commercially. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does pick out the bumps. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am talking to Scott Lampin and Sean Utley from Brass Tacks. Sean, you were about to add something to the innovations discussion we were having before we move on. Please throw it in there.
Well, you guys are have the prior military experience, and from just a plain old civilian, I didn't have any law enforcement background, but a massive gun guy. I always ask the questions, and I think the civilian market does this. We always ask the why. Well, you guys were given things, and you made them work because that's what you were supposed to do. But on this side, we always ask, okay, why is it like this, and how can it be better? So, you know, as you talked about the previous assault weapons ban, there wasn't much competition, and there weren't people asking the questions as why, because – you know, when you look at military weapons, I have several friends that want replicas, and they want them just like the Marines use or just like, you know, whomever use. And I'm just like, I'm the type of person I want better. So that causes you to, you know, to think in a different way. And now we have smaller companies and a media system that allows the companies to work with the civilians and respond to the needs that they want. I'm also a different kind of shooter. I shoot pistols right-handed and long guns left-handed. So that creates this whole mess every time I pick up, you know, when I'm running two guns. So always had to think outside the box and go to manufacturers and say, how come we can't do it this way? So now that they're smaller, they're a little bit lighter, talking about manufacturers, they can respond a little bit quicker.
I like that. The thing about the military, and I don't know how it was when you were in, Scott, but they told us that we didn't have the term mil-spec. We were told that they had brought the weapon down to a sixth grade level and that they were trying to cater to the lowest common denominator within our ranks to where we could all understand the weapon system as far as the M16. M60 was a little more complicated, which I was an M60 gunner, only in the, you know, you running belt fed and you had a tray and stuff like that. But, nowadays, I think this probably works the same way with training as well. The civilian world is a little more flexible because the military is almost one size fits all. Would you agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, it's you hit the nail on the head, and it's from the military and defense aspect. I mean, you have the wide gamut. You know, you have a kid, a guy, a person who enlists out of Wyoming who grew up shooting.
Right.
Distance. And then you have a kid that grew up on Staten Island, New York, who at 18 years old still doesn't have a driver's license because he's been reliant on public transportation.
Right.
And everybody in between. So, you know, yeah, they have to scale it down in a method that everybody can understand and employ from a, you know, from an end user standpoint. The civilian market, consumer market, it's a fair assumption to say that when people are doing more homework, right? Like just Sean just said, like the why. Well, you say I need this, you say I should buy this, but why? And
right.
How does it fit into our end use application? And that's, again, going back to the digital age of media, that's what, and from our perspective, that is first and foremost on the priorities list. Like how are we testing this? How are we bringing this thing or helping somebody bring this thing to market in a method that isn't painted with the same brush stroking? Accuracy International Axe is not for the entry level precision shooter. Like let's just call it what it is. There's a foundation and a base that you have to, as a shooter, that we have to, as shooters, establish, you know, before we go out and buy these things or do these things. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, training a second ago, Bill. That's, you know, that's priority in a gun owner's, you know, that's more valuable than anything he's got in his vault or in his safe, is the training that he possesses. So how do we make that understandable to our industry, and that's through these digital spaces.
One thing I'm going to say about the digital space too that I wish had existed. I think, and here in a minute we're going to segue because their scope is much broader than what we're talking about right here, and we're going to talk about some new things that are coming out of brass tacks. But I think if there had been the digital space that we have today, for example, that all of the bills that were passed in 1994 would not have passed.
I would agree with that.
I think at the time that was when, we still had three channels. There might have been internet, but I don't remember there being internet because I think I was, 1994. So I would have been 33 years old, which means you two guys would have been like, you know, still in elementary school. And, okay. there was no word. There was no, we only had what we saw in the magic box. And America was guilted into it. There was no counter to that. And the digital space, the way you guys do it, for the most part, which, is it fair to say that you guys are, you don't really get into the politics too much of things?
I try to avoid it. Unless I feel like what I have to say has been well researched and have something to back it up.
Right.
Just because these opinions can get so very – here's the thing. It's that rabbit hole that you can go down and you can go down and there's almost no end to it. And then at some point time gets wasted. And once we waste time, we can't get that back and we can't be as effective as we want to be.
That's right.
That's coming from a guy who's aging. We both understand that. We both understand that. Time is very valuable. But see, here's the thing, though, and this is the thing about politics. Politics is a necessary component of it, but I don't necessarily want to see more media coming about gun politics because that's pretty covered. And for a lot of people that might become gun owners, if they are looking into it and they're just finding all these, and they do a search, gun websites online, they're doing a search. I'm a new gun owner, gun websites, and they find brass tacks. They're more likely to find some stuff that they would find very interesting as a gun owner versus me getting out here talking about some of the stuff that I talk about that happens in New Jersey and New York and California and Hawaii and Maryland and the feds and all this other stuff and all the plethora of stuff we have, because the fact of the matter is that politics, there's a lot of times when I'm doing my show, and the only reason I haven't done it is because I got other plans, but, you know, sometimes you get so deep into politics, the next thing you want to do after you get done with the show is go find an overpass and a fire hose and jump.
Right.
So, you're right, politics is a place to go, but I think the part that you guys fill, what made the important part of the digital space was that it made gun ownership and shooting and training and innovating fun.
Yes.
And interesting.
Exactly.
It peels the onion back further than just what you see, like, you know, than what you know would typically stare at or listen to or watch mindlessly, right? Like, how is this thing? How can this thing create value? How can this thing be? How can it change your life? Right.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're coming up on the next segment. And we're going to talk about how you guys are changing with Brass Tacks to make that happen. Brass Tacks is BRASSTACS.com. I'm talking to Scott Lampen, Sean Utley. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere there's speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in. Now you're here.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back again one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been trying to illustrate to you today that the world that a gun owner lives in today is an enhanced world due to the reams of information brought to you in very different, many different ways. And to that end, that's why we're talking to Brass Tacks today. Scott Lampin, Sean Utley. So we have about 10 minutes here, a little less than 10 minutes. You guys have some other things coming online where Brass Tacks is going to go from being the primary focus to being the hub. So what else has Brass Tacks got in play?
Oh, wow. So you can imagine, Sean, you know, Sean and I, every day we spitball and we throw these different ideas at each other. And, you know, some make it past the point of just that, or others are dead on arrival. But one thing that we've really, the thing that we've circled back around to, as it pertains to ideas and, you know, how can we bring more, what can we do, you know, in the media side of the industry, and that's create a digital magazine. Create a digital magazine with the same core values, that the Brass Tacks, has had from its inception. You know, again, going with creating value with value, but incorporating not only long form, but interactive, video, you know, to where it's all at your fingertips. So you don't necessarily have to be online to look at it, to watch it, to read it, to listen to it. It can be downloaded through PDF right to your smart device, whatever it is. Now they even have a smart bed. So whatever, we'll find a way to download it to that smart bed. But in either case, you know, coming really soon, the Rate of Fire magazine, will be, you know, its first issue will be published, and inside is going to be, it's not going to be cover to cover or screen to screen full of ads. It's going to be relevant content that has been created, edited, formatted, and brought to you through digital download.
Well, you know, and one thing I want to say about the advertising that happens in the gun media, I find the advertising to be germane to the topic, simply because I'm almost certain you guys are not going to entertain advertisements for mom and pop's car wash.
Right.
It'll be some gun partner out there. And that's the beauty of it, is because you guys, you enabled them to exist.
Well, and that's, we all do, right, Bill? I mean, even with your radio shows, and Sean and I have gotten in this conversation many times. You know, it's, I think what we've seen, and this is not throwing stones by any stretch of the imagination, but what we've seen in the recent past is, you know, people on social media specifically calling out content creators for, you know, we've seen it all, man, from being called slaves of the industry to being called, you know, just pay to play and
right.
Everything in between. You know, there's nothing wrong, and Sean and I, we've done it, we've seen it, and we've proved that that it can be done. You can maintain a healthy relationship with manufacturers by just telling the truth, right? Like, you know, and doing so in a professional and in a professional manner.
Right.
Is it doing anybody any good to come on any of your platforms and say this sucks, don't buy it? No. If you offer a reason as to why it didn't fit your end use application, well, then how is that bad? And on that same token, Sean and I will never stand up on our pulpit and say we're not taking money for advertising. Just for an example, like so long as it's done and we've done it again, in a method that creates value, right? Like, we know that 100% of our viewership is not always going to agree with us.
Right.
We know that not every single gun that we get our hands on, or every single optic that we look through, or every single ammo, or every single bullet that we expel through any given gun isn't going to perform to what we thought it was going to, or what, you know, or what's quote-unquote expected. Well, there's nothing wrong with saying that. But you know what, Bill? Just because Sean and I had a less desirable experience with product X doesn't mean that Bill Frady or any of his listeners aren't going to have a complete opposite experience with it. And again, well, so long as we as media are putting our best foot forward and telling that truth and fully explaining our experience with whatever we're talking about, we're not doing it's that's more valuable than just getting out there and saying this sucks and it sucks because of this.
Well, now you guys are both involved also in something that Scott helped me get involved in called Full 30. But Full 30 is the it's a video space for gun centric content creators, which we're sort of marginalized at YouTube. But one thing I want to point out, though, is when I do video, for example, and I find most gun media to be positive. But there's a few out there that seem to be making their bones being negative. And whenever I get a product, if I get a product that might have an issue, before I'll embarrass that manufacturer after I've filmed it or gone out and tested it or something, I'll call them up and tell them what's going on with it and ask them if they want me to release that and if this is a recognized problem, and just to plow ahead. And if they give me the bless off on that, then, then I'll do it. But most of the time they want to correct that issue because, let's face it, their reputation is at risk. Is that what you guys find to be true?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because you find out that manufacturers, the good manufacturer that you're working with, really does want to fix the problem. And as a reviewer, I want to be part of that process and give, you know, whatever feedback that it is that I can give to help make this better. Because in the end, I'm an end user, and that's the perspective that I'm coming from. Once you've had those discussions, and give them time, a good manufacturer will respond. Then you get the ones where, you know, maybe they're on the fence and things get a little slow. I think if you've had multiple encounters and nothing seems to change, that might be a time where, you know, you kind of amp up your response to them and getting it fixed. Because in the end, you want the end user to have a positive experience. But I think it's important to go to them, just like you said, Bill. Here's the problem. How do we get this fixed? Because I want you to have a successful product, and I want everyone like me that's a user to have a great experience with the product. And just throwing people under the bus, that doesn't make anything or anyone better.
Well, some people seem to make their bones at it, but I mean, the thing, like when you guys are showing something, when I'm showing something, if somebody hears me advertising something, if they hear me review something, if I have Scott on in his other capacities, that means I've looked at the product line and I find the product line to be superlative. And I have had experience where product lines that I have that have advertised with me, they got a refund from me because whatever their claim was, they were not going to live up to it after I gave them a chance to fix it.
Right.
So I find that the gun media, that's one thing about the gun media that is unique. Because we're looking at it saying, well, if we're going to show it to you, we mean for it to be right. And I also think that's why gun media is as prolific as it is and is expanding. Full 30, by the way, for those of you, if you're looking for an alternative to nothing but gun video, full30.com. I'm a member. There's quite a few members, quite a few creators out there. These two guys are involved with that. Brass Tax, let me give all this stuff out, guys, because we're winding down here. Brass Tax is BRASSTACS, Tango Alpha Charlie Sierra.com. And the online magazine, when does that come out?
That's going to be, we're releasing it on the 21st.
So, as this show airs, it is out there. And that is going to be called?
Rate of Fire Digital.
Rate of Fire Digital. So, Brass Tax, Rate of Fire Digital, Full 30. It's all out there waiting for you. Go out there and partake. Gentlemen, I want to thank you. And we'll be at SHOT Show. I'll be seeing these guys at SHOT Show. We'll be looking for bail, probably. Anyway, something like that. So, thank you for joining me this evening, or this morning, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, people, back again in a week. Between now and then, keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.